What makes a family? Two families? What breaks us? What keeps us together? 20 years on, I still don't know. At least the rooms in our half did what they were supposed to. Kitchen, bathroom and all. What the Lambs had at the start was mostly bedrooms. They'd made one of them into a kitchen of sorts, cooking in a fireplace on bits of wood from the backyard. They found a big old table and sat around it like the apostles. See the dappled sun on the shallows of the Swan River, shining through the peppermint gums. There are bright patches, there are dark patches. It was like that in the big old house. The two darkest patches were the room where Quick and Fish slept and the windowless library. What I know now, I know because I knew Quick the boy, and I know Quick the man. And because I was there in the corridor in Cloud Street when the old Noongar man came to the front door and spoke to Lester Lamb. That was the beginning of my knowing. What I saw was this. The Noongar bloke, looking down the corridor towards the back of the house. I saw his eyes widen. The whites were porcelain and they seemed to vibrate. Something clicked in his throat and he held his palms out like a man with his hands against a window. He stepped back carefully like he was moving in his own footsteps, his eyes roving about all the time, wall to ceiling to floor. Soon as he was back over the threshold, he turned and ran. Lester saw him run, but it was too late to do anything. The clothes props stood there inside the doorway for 2 days, untouched until Oriol marched them through to the back to hold up the washing line. If the devil makes work for idle hands, he'd have no joy with Oriol.
Hell.
I found her by the railway track, legless. Smell of rum made me gag. She was crying.
Come on, mother. Let's get you home. It's dangerous here. Come on, there's trains.
Yeah, home. Up Geraldton.
I knew about the American airmen. Everyone in Geraldton did. Except maybe Dad. And if he did, he kept quiet about it. But I didn't know, or maybe I knew, but I didn't understand what it meant to her. A bit of glamour in a shabby life. I dragged her away from the track. There was a pile of Jarrah sleepers.
Here you go, come on, sit here, Mum. Mum!
Mum! Mum! What's a mother anyway? Where those tracks go, Rose?
Frio, other way, Midland.
Yeah, it reminds me of my dad. His mates, yeah? Down by the railway. What'd he go for, Rose? What'd he leave for? Bloody Oriol Lamb mob of kids. I'll tell you about mothers. At least I am your mother. You know that, don't you, Rose? You do know that.
Too right I knew it. Didn't like it, but I knew it sure enough. Too drunk to make any sense, I thought. More like she was the kid and I was the parent. I staggered her home, put her to bed and went out the backyard to clear my head. Quick told me about that night in the boat. When the singing stopped, Fish was laughing like he'd found a mullet in his shorts. Then he was standing up in the middle of the boat with his arms out like he's gliding. Like he's a bird sitting in an updraft. The sky is packed with stars, and when Quick looks over the side, the river is full of sky as well. There are stars and swirl. No lights, no sound, only sky above them and sky below them. And then, in a swirl, he's back at Margaret River, and Fish is thrashing under the net. Lester found them at dawn, asleep and aground in the shallows along the foreshore at Nedlands, wrapped in each other between the seats, all knees and elbows and skewed shorts. And when Quick woke up and spoke, what he saw was Lester laughing and crying and dancing on the sand with joy and relief. Only when they got back to Cloud Street, and there we all were, both our mobs, the Lambs and the Pickles, and all the neighbours, watching them coming up Railway Parade and cheering, and Quick and Fish and Lester, heading for the front steps, chuckling and nudging each other. There was Oriel on the veranda. That little boxy woman, her fists hid in her apron like she was ready to die. She hooked the boys down into her breast and spoke over their heads.
No brains, Lester Lamb. No wonder.
She looked at us all, gathered there. Her little green eyes sighted on us, one by one. People looked away, looked at their boots, looked back again to see that she hadn't let up. Then one by one, they began to shuffle away. Lester just stood there with his hands clasped in front of him like a child. As for me, I pushed past the lambs, into the house, ran through the rooms to the backyard, into the dunny, threw up, then sat there for an hour, listening to the pig foraging in the weeds. I could smell him. He'd been rolling in the mud. Then I was listening to Lester and Fish, who'd come outside to hide. Someone turned the backyard tap on, the one with the hose. I could hear the water splashing.
I said wash the pig, Fish, not drown him. We're saving him.